Are we starting?
We're starting.
He thinks we're starting now.
Let's start the game.
I don't think I know.
He says he knows.
Oh my we're God, here.
There's an even better one for the cold damage. It's a little guy and he's freezing to death.
Oh yeah, there definitely is a better one with the little guy freezing to death. That's hilarious. He's just gonna murder himself in the cold. What a way to go, you know?
What a way
to go. That's
why,
if you ever see me do freezer pull, you'll notice I'll keep the freezer door open even when I'm in it, and I'll just keep kicking it open and not let it close. Highly scared it's gonna close. I'm gonna be like, fuck it, I'm gonna die in here. Because it's happened twice so far to me. I've locked myself in there.
I didn't know you could be locked in there. I was feeling way too safe before.
Oh, yeah, you were. Any door can lock. Nothing can stop a door. So the door didn't lock, though. You know all those kegs?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll move one, didn't know I was in there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't put it back in place. So those kegs are heavy, and you cannot open them. Okay. And you can't just slide them on the floor. Luckily, someone heard, like, scoffing. They're like, oh, okay.
I'm ready when you guys are.
Let's do this thing.
Okay.
We're in town.
Yeah, let's do a quick update.
All right. So, what's occurred...
Just the last, like...
So far...
12 hours.
In the last 12 hours, you've collected Sildar Hallwinter and returned him to Phandalin. In Phandalin, you've talked to Sildar a little bit, collecting a few quests from him to find the location of the Krogmaw Castle and to find Erino. You also found that there's some orc trouble in Wyvern 4, which which Harbin Wester, the town master, would like you to deal with. He also told you not to deal with the Red Brands, even though you do know they are causing trouble within the city. He's afraid you can't take care of it and doesn't want them to retaliate for any misdoings.
Okay.
That's what you know so far. And you ended your day at the... Or you didn't end your day. You started your morning collecting some gear from Baratheon's provisions and found out they don't carry weapons or anything like that. And they don't really buy things from you either. They just sell basic items and stuff. For that.
Are you level 3?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm level 2. Are you level 3?
I'm level 2.
You should be keeping track of XP, right? Because we're doing extra XP right now.
Yeah.
So that is... 325 is where I'm at.
Yeah, I have 325.
You stopped right outside Baratheon's... Barathin's provisions.
Do you want to hear yourself, Brandon?
No.
No?
No.
It'll help you.
No.
Sometimes it messes me up.
Really?
Hear myself twice?
Yeah.
I don't. No.
Okay. It's so you can tell how loud you need to be.
No, it's fine. I'll be louder if
Are
I
you,
need to be.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Not one bit. All right. Well, I'm going to stop monitoring, so. Just relax and enjoy the ride.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what are we doing?
Okay. So I went to that lady, right? And she gave me the...
Yep, at the Lion Shield Cost. You want to talk to her.
And she paid. And now we're on a quest.
You were on a quest.
Yeah. Well, we have several quests.
You found some stuff so far. Things that need to be done.
Yeah. So what quest did you want to set out for first? Because there's that orc encampment.
Yeah, we can go see about the orcs. It's 100 gold. We don't have any leads on this friend of Sildar's.
Mm-hmm.
And...
The dwarf?
No, Erno.
Oh.
Remember, Sildar's here for Erno. He went with the dwarfs, but it wasn't the same thing.
Got it.
It was just a convenient.
And the goblins over at Cragmaw Castle seem a little far away right now.
Yeah.
We should throw in power a little first.
You don't know where Cragmaw Castle is.
We don't know where Cragmaw Castle is.
He's not got it.
Alright.
We were told not to talk to the Red Brands, and I think there's something going on there, but...
By the mayor, or the town master.
Until then,
other people have asked you,
let's go slay some orcs.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Or at least see what the situation is.
Yeah. Alright, I'm ready.
By Wyvern Tor, we need to find that.
Do you know where Wyvern Tor is?
No, but we could ask around.
Yeah, let's ask around. See if we can get our hands on a map of this area.
Yeah, we should go to those Blue Anchor people. I feel like they would know, because they're shipping.
We ended in Barthen's provisions. Mm-hmm. Did we talk to him yet?
You only talked to him a little bit. I think you were just buying some gear from him.
Yeah.
And you were doing anything
crazy. Do you have a map of the area?
No, I don't have a map of the area. I know there's a map in the Town Master's Hall.
Okay. Maybe we can just use that map.
Okay. I'm going to grab my dice.
Okay. You want these ones?
No.
Are you sure?
Mine are in a bag. Just they're kept.
Right here. Mine. I had some bag. I had some new ones.
No.
You sure? Look at this pretty green one.
No, mine are kept. Remember? I've been keeping them in a bag, so they
They aren't,
cursed?
Yes.
Superstitions.
Bro, I don't let my... I don't take my bag... Or my dice out of the bag. They get cursed.
All my dice stay there. In that bag.
But are they loose?
Yes.
You just let them rub against each other?
Yes.
That's, they're going to lose their ability to roll. That's a loss of an ability to roll. See? Here, where's my tame bag? Here's my tame bag.
Mm-hmm.
This keeps all my my DM dice nice and tame.
Mm-hmm.
Without this, they roll too high. They roll too high. It happens every time. I take them out of the bag and they decide, all right, we're all in 20s, 19s, 18s. I'm like, well, there goes a team. There's two TPK there.
All right. So get my dice. There you go.
Let's
roll
let's
true.
Support.
Yeah. Okay. So go to the town hall.
Yes. Town hall. Find the map. Find Wyvern Tor. Set course.
Okay. Let's do it. So we go to the town hall.
Yeah. So you get to the town hall, and you go to back to where you see that Sildar's set up his little area in the small room that the map's actually at and everything. Oh, you're back. Hello. What's going on?
Well, we need to see the map of the area.
What map?
We were told you have one.
Do I have one? As he's saying this, it's right, it's up behind him.
Excuse me, I just kind of pushed my...
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a map behind me. I didn't notice that. Strange.
I'm already just looking at the map. It's like searching every name for Wyvern Tor.
Alright, you're not able to see it. It just has a basic, like, Phandalin and the normal, like, locations of, like, cities and everything. Nothing special from there. So you don't see any Wyvern Tor on there.
Okay. Let's go to the lady I retrieved... The lady who we gave...
The lion's look. Imposter.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, but real quick. Fat one.
You're looking at Sildar?
No, I'm calling out for the mayor.
Oh, okay. Who are you calling for?
Fat one!
Hey, who are you calling... Are you calling for the... Are you calling for Harbin?
I'm calling for the fat one.
Harbin! And you hear... Bloop, 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 bloop,
bloop. I need you to take a look at this map for me and tell me where Wyvern Tor is.
Sildar leans over. Why didn't you just ask? And points to the map and points to the direction you need to go.
Okay. I try to plot a course from where we are to there.
Okay.
Like, on the map. Is there places in between that we could stop
at? No, there's no places in between, but it looks like it's going to be a good 7-day travel from Phandalin to there.
Okay. Do we need a compass?
I mean, I have something I found that might work as a guide for you.
What's that?
Follow me. We gotta go to the basement. And he kind of trots along.
All right.
Harbin's sitting there waiting for you to say something to him as you pass by him.
I say nothing.
All right. You go down the stairs to the basement and everything.
I don't even look at him.
Past one of the cells, and he opens it up with the keys he's got on him. And in the corner is just like a bunch of like clothing and everything. He starts moving it, and you see a like metal face like kind of hidden in. He's like, I found this recently. Let's see if we can get it working.
What is this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Let's find out.
Demon contraption?
He stands it up and it seems to be like humanoid shape but made of like metal scrap parts that are rusted and old. He's like turning some stuff in its back for a little while until finally
really suspicious.
It starts like powering up.
I reach for my weapon.
And then just hold steady for a while.
What is this?
What was the name of your character?
My character?
Yeah.
Mephisto.
No, not you. That one. The other one.
Dandy.
What was it?
Dandy. It's D4. It's designation... Here we go. It's a whole thing. Dandy. Designation 4ND1.
4ND1?
Or
yeah.
Dandy. For short.
Dandy. Even though it's longer. It's 5 letters instead of just 4.
So you say designation 4ND1, or you're gonna say Dandy.
Alright, he reads off the back. It looks like its name is designation 4ND1.
What sort of name is that?
I'm not sure. Why don't you say hello to it?
Okay, I want to do an arcane check on this thing.
Get close to it.
Alright.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Dandy!
Oh god.
Do I need to kill this?
No, it should just help guide you to where you need to go.
What is it?
I assume some personal scout or something?
I'm not quite sure. Is it a life? Is it living?
I think so. Maybe?
Okay, I want to do an arcana check on this thing.
Alright.
Alright. 3.
Alright, it doesn't seem magical.
Oh, no. Mechanical.
Yeah. Just, okay. It seems to just be living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
He thinks it's a real thing on its own.
Yep.
It's real.
This is a really cool guy. I think we should tag him along.
If you trust him.
With my life.
I will not keep my eyes off him.
Okay.
If he tries to steal our food.
I don't think he needs food.
I will kill him.
Anyway, Dandy, we need your help.
What can I do?
Well, we want you to be our scout. Do you actually know where north, south, west, and east are?
That I do.
Wow, perfect. Exactly what we need. Come along.
Right away.
Sweet.
And he just follows behind.
You're noisy. Could you be a little sneakier?
Yes.
Yes.
Moving through the forest, we must be silent.
Thank you. All right. So, let's get out of here and... We know where Wyvern Tor is.
Wyvern Tor downloaded. Location, 7-day travel.
What's downloaded? What's
memory
that term?
memory database corrupted.
Oh. What? What's a...
It's saying it's corrupted.
Oh,
I reached
for the
accident. What corruption?
Corruption fixed.
What ails you?
Location ready.
Wow. Wow. Alright, well, let's head out for Wyvern Tor. Lead the way, but make haste, for this will take a long time to get
seven
there.
Days,
yeah, 7 days.
I side-eye it.
You side-eyed Dandy.
Doesn't pay attention to your side-eye, and looks jolly as it walks. I mean, as jolly as a non-facial expression robot can look as it walks forward.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll start... up to your level real quick, so
okay.
That way it matches.
Third level?
No, he's got the character.
Two? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Dandy.
Because you're going to use that as your third,
so
as your guys' third NPC.
Our psychic.
That way I don't have to downscale everything for you guys.
Yeah.
And you'll
he's
just have,
a fighter.
And then you guys have to remember to deal with him, not me. Cause fuck that.
Yeah.
So I gave him to you guys.
He's got a war pick.
Right.
Neat.
You're going to be so fucking scared of him when he picks out that war pick all of a sudden. You're like, hey, protect us.
All right.
War pick pulled out.
I should write up this shit, man.
So we make our way out of the town.
Yes, and he's going to follow the road I'm looking for.
Okay.
There it is.
I keep trying to match up that microphone with these ones, but then I remember that one takes in less noise. These take in a lot of noise. So. Mm. Is there a fan on in there?
No.
Oh, it's the AC.
No, that's the AC.
Oh. Oh, it's the fridge. Duh.
Maybe the fridge or it might be the door.
Who cares? It's fine.
Alright.
Okay.
Immune disease.
Travels. So 7 days worth of travel, eh?
Oh, hell yeah. I have the barbarian tribe member feature of foraging for double food.
Okay, so food
so
won't be an issue for you too.
Won't be an issue.
Alright, cool. So we won't have to worry about that or anything like that.
And like, you know, if we need to hide, we'll probably be hiding from stuff more than fighting stuff.
I mean, you're just following the trail and everything, that's all,
yeah.
Basically. Okay. So we'll just start this up.
Mm-hmm.
With day one's travel.
Cool.
It's still early morning. Did you guys grab all the stuff you need from anyone?
Uh-huh.
Any
yeah,
items
we're all
sold?
Packed up and ready to go.
Okay, cool. So. Right off the bat, eh? Right off the bat. 12.
Do you have my character over there? On the board? For the board?
No.
It's in
there.
Okay.
Those are the humans. Yeah. So, your first day travel, Danny's walking forward for you, and he ends up walking in, like, this large pile of shit. Like, a large pile of shit. Like, abnormally large.
Like, monster size?
Yeah, like, some pretty big shit.
Okay. Dandy, stop.
He stops.
Do you know what you stepped through?
Fecal matter, by the look of it.
Yes, very large fecal matter. We need to be careful.
All right.
Could be monsters about.
All right.
Do you have a means of defense?
I do. And he draws out this weapon off, like, he, like, breaks off, like, a part of his shoulder, it looks like, and kind of falls out, hollows out a little warp pick that seemed to be part of, like, embedded in his shoulder.
Cool.
I've got this!
This is dandy.
Puts it put back in his arm.
Okay.
You're not going to use the generic, whenever we have a miscellaneous class that I, or race that I don't have, the orange tabaxi?
Nope.
It's dandy.
This is me.
Alright, I do a perception check for the any more tracks or signs of the monster.
So investigation.
Investigation.
You gonna look around for
could
your
be
tracks?
Survival.
Yeah.
That's a 16.
16? Alright, yeah, you see like large footprints of almost bearish but larger.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of weirdly fanned out a little bit, but you also see some feathers around where those footsteps are too. And it kind of leads a little bit into the
can I investigate the feather?
Path. Yeah.
Right. 17.
Yeah, it looks somewhat of that of a like a bird or an owl of sort.
Okay. Alright, my first thought is probably an owlbear.
Yeah,
so,
first
oh,
thought.
Man. I think it's an owlbear. Must be extremely cautious.
Yeah. I hear
Dandy, do you know how to sneak?
Dandy? Sure!
Hi, I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
He has a stealth of 1.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so you see an owlbear.
I see tracks of an owlbear.
Oh.
It's definitely been through here. I don't see one specifically yet.
Okay.
Should we try to hunt it or should we avoid it?
Oh, avoid it at all costs. We're just here to travel.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you should take the lead and use your keen eyes.
Okay, you got it. I'll take the lead on perception.
Alright, so yeah, you walk up there, and you just take a look to see what's going on after
okay.
Everyone's explained everything to you. So go ahead and give me that perception check real quick.
9. Where the heck is my perception? Perception! Oh, 11.
11? Alright, we're looking into the forest where the path kind of where the trail led off to with the footsteps. We think you saw some of the brush move a little bit over there.
Okay.
But you weren't positive.
Do I see any eyes?
No. You just thought you saw the brush move.
Okay. So I quickly turn around.
Okay.
And tell Manifesto. Mephisto. And Dandy. I think there's a creature over there. It could be the owlbear, but I'm not sure. Should we try and go around or just
yes.
keep going on the road?
While you're talking to him, you hear a weird screech that sounds like an owl hunting for its prey. And out of the brush jumps this large, owl-looking, bear-like motherfucking creature. Right into
initiative. Ah! Owlbear!
Right into initiative.
Okay.
Time to fight, Dandy.
Dandy's ready!
I roll for Dandy.
Yeah.
18. What are you looking for?
My expo markers.
Oh.
Alright. Fist them out of 5.
Such a good idea. Beautiful.
Dandy got a 9.
Dandy got a 9.
Dandy got a 9.
Dandy got a 9. In the past of time.
Wait.
You can control Dandy too, so if you want to do
forest.
Something on his turn,
sweet,
just do it.
Hey, what do we got?
I've got a 5. Dandy got a 9.
I got an 18.
9 touch. 12 plus
90.
Alright. Gonna be up first, David.
Okay. So I throw my staff to the floor and I bust out my snake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
You have a snake person?
I do have a snake person.
There you go. Thank you.
because so, it's a large snake, right?
Yep.
All right, and you have the stats for it still, or did you forget them?
I have them down here. I think I do.
Cool. I do.
Okay, yeah, we'll use your knowledge.
All right, you're good.
Okay.
What kind of attacks does he have?
The snake?
Yeah.
It's a plus six bite.
And throwing him down is a bonus action.
Or so. It can do an attack to try to grapple instead.
Yeah.
So it can go for a bite or a constrict, but it has to be told what it... if it's told to attack, it just bites. If it's told to constrict, it constricts.
All right, so I send a telepathical thought to my snake to come over here and kind of just wait for an opportune moment to bite.
So you're going to wait for it to go for the opportunity attack?
Yeah.
Instead of just biting naturally?
Yeah.
Put him on the pluses. Because it's 10 feet.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay. Yep. Going for an opportunity attack. And then I'm going to use just a fireball.
You're just using fireball?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a cantrip, am I right?
Fireball is, yeah. It's a ranged attack cantrip.
Yes. I have my spell list here. There it is. Okay. Yes. I should have that. But it doesn't say I do. I have two cantrips as a level 2 druid.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't have it.
All right.
Let me look.
You can prepare different spells every day.
Yeah.
But not cantrips. Just type of letter each.
Yeah, so you extend your hand toward... I'm going to use...
Spells. Remember, cantrips are those things. Anyone can make cantrips.
I'm going to try and use poison spray. So you extend your hand toward a creature you see within range and project a puff of noxious gas from your palm. The creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 poison damage. The spell's damage increases by 1d12 when you reach 5th level. That's a whole other thing. Okay, so I'm going to throw poison spray at the owlbear.
Okay.
It doesn't say it has some sort of cone or anything. It's just 10 feet in front of me. So I got to move first. Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 5, 10, 15 and do poison spray.
All right, go roll for that.
I don't think it is, but
it's a cone. It just happens. You have to resist it.
A saving throw.
It's a Constitution saving throw.
Right, perfect. Constitution saving throw. 5 plus 3, 8.
Probably okay.
Probably won't break your DC spell.
No.
All right, cool.
So roll for 1d12. 1d12. This boy. Oh, come on! Stop! No, come back.
Nine damage.
And I don't know if you keep taking damage because it's poison.
Nope.
But
it's
okay.
Not that poison.
Okay. Sweet. And I don't think I have any other. I don't think I have any other things.
You're out of moves.
Yep.
And you're not doing anything with a snake.
It's an opportunity.
He's not gonna ever get an opportunity attack.
No. Wow. Good to know.
He's
all right.
Not gonna move out of his opportunity range.
Okay. Then, snake bite.
Okay, go fist attack. Go and roll it for me then.
Yeah.
Add plus 6.
8.
Plus your 6? Or
8.
You roll a 2.
Then
no. The snake doesn't bite him.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm letting you know that because he's about to move forward 1. He's not going to move out of opportunity range. Because it's his turn anyways. So he's just going to go bloop and say hi to you.
Sup, dog?
What's up? This might hurt a little bit. So he claws at you and tries to bite you with his beak. 15 on the beak. And a 12 on the claws.
Oh my god.
You get hit by both?
No, those are just.
No, that's just the hit.
Oh, I thought you said.
No.
18 on the what?
They both hit you, I checked.
Yeah.
So you'll take 8 Macy's damage nine. From the beak, from the bite.
Okay.
And then
8.
You'll take 6 damage from the claws.
Okay. 14 damage.
Jeez.
I have 4 health.
Looks like it hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
You're up.
I'm a druid, dude.
Well, I guess. It's Danny's turn.
Danny's first. Do you want to tell him to do or me?
Go for it.
You got the snake.
Yeah.
All right. Danny's going to rush in and just start picking away at this guy.
You put him in his square. All right. Go roll for that then.
All right.
Whatever Dandy rolls with on that war pick.
plus 4. 15.
Yes.
58.
Just smashing that warthog into him.
Alright. 9 damage, piercing. And he's a fighter, so he's going to use his action surge.
Right off the bat, alright.
Yep. And attack again. That's a 1.
Ooh, doesn't Davey have more functions already when he rolls 1s?
Yep. Roll a d100.
I'm like, I don't even think I have to do anything, since it's already made for me.
It is.
51.
51. Can only walk backwards for 1 day.
Solid.
Wow.
You guys have the deal with Dandy facing you for the rest of the day.
That's so funny.
Yeah. These are his malfunctions.
Oh.
I made a whole table for it.
That's awesome.
There's a 1% chance he'll blow up.
You just lose him forever.
Yep.
Do we still have inspiration?
I do.
Unless you used it.
Huh?
Unless you used it.
Okay, we didn't.
That's Dandy's turn. Mephisto, though, he's going to rush in and do the same. But first, he's going to bonus action rage.
That's a good option. I don't think you did that last time. You were fighting someone and you lost because of it.
Felt bad about it.
You could have won that. Would have been quite intense.
Yeah. I'm going to attack recklessly.
Okay.
That's a 14. Okay, I'll take the 14 plus 6.
Okay, you'll hit him. Slashing into him with your battle axe.
15 damage. Ooh. Slashing. Use one rage. That's my turn.
Alright.
Good damage for him.
We're rotating back to top.
Okay.
Snake her up.
Alright, so I'm gonna have my snake try and constrict it.
Alright. Don't know if it'll be actually
grapple check,
they're both
right?
Large.
You can grapple the same size creature. So
I'm pretty sure the spider's only prison on top of the snake's large too.
It's definitely 10 feet by 10.
Giants are getting large. Okay. Hey, you're good. Go and roll for it.
Okay.
Still plus 6.
I don't know why.
There's no athletics mod for a snake, so it's probably just strength.
Just an attack.
19.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll hit it. So then roll 2d8 plus 4.
Okay. 2d8. What? It was a 2d8?
Yeah.
2d8. 8. Where are you at? That's not 8. Yep. 1. Oop. 6. Plus 4, you said?
Yeah, plus 4.
Okay, so 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 damage?
12 damage, right?
Yep. Did you, you put it on top of the mannequin. That's funny.
Nice. Alright.
And let's see. I'm trying to see what I can do here. Cause I'm looking at my spells.
The druid?
Yeah.
Smack him with your quarterstaff.
I recommend falling back a little
bit.
Cause you only have not that much health left.
You'll take an opportunity attack. Smack him with your quarterstaff.
Okay.
You can just use your action to disengage.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna back up.
Using your action to disengage, or
I'm not disengaging.
But if you leave within that range of 5 feet, I'm taking an opportunity attack.
Oh my gosh.
Which means if you disengage, it negates the ability to do that.
Okay.
And I'm here. So
however, I do have disadvantage since you did restrain him.
Yeah.
You can go for it and test your luck.
No, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, if you get hit, what happens? You know, you go down. The stake untransforms back to a staff. All of a sudden, this looking pretty good type of fight goes to bad again.
Can I use my javelin of lightning as a melee weapon?
Yeah, like it's a natural melee. It's a javelin.
Does the ability?
It only does the ability if you use
throw it.
I mean, it just doesn't really throw. Technically, I think it just shoots out of it. I just let you guys throw it at the same time because it makes sense that it would work that way. But you could just be like, you could just go lightning shoot. And
so
it would
I
just
shoot with lightning.
Yeah,
lightning.
But once it happens once, it's done for the day.
Yeah, that's fine. This is a big fight.
Is it? Is
it's
an
owl bear.
This is an encounter on the road, though. Big fight's a strong word.
We've got 7 days of travel. This is day one?
This is day one.
Yeah, so we're going
to... Hey, I rolled accidentally high.
Yeah.
It's like a 3 out of 20 chance to even get an encounter.
Let's do it.
And I was like, oh, what's the worst one in there? An owlbear? And luckily, when we get it, I rolled a d12 and it's like 12. I'm like,
exactly,
well, looks like it's the owlbear right at the bed.
Okay.
Philip.
Oh, nothing. Just checking it. Okay. Well, I guess I will do frostbite.
Right?
Yeah. I'm gonna form. Then you can see within range. Target must make a constitution saving throw. So.
Four. Five.
Okay.
So. Six. Final answer.
My spell DC is 12.
Way higher than that, yeah.
So he takes full damage.
Yeah.
And any other ill effects.
On a failed save, the target takes 1d6 cold damage, and it has a disadvantage on next weapon attack.
No damage. No,
yeah. But it's not, you don't have a weapon attack, so it's fine.
He does have weapon attacks, he's got claws of beak.
That's still an attack.
Oh, okay.
It just means like spell attacks, like it ignores.
Right. It makes for the end of its next turn.
So I'm at double disadvantage, so I'm at normal disadvantage.
Yeah. Take one damage.
Don't even roll.
One damage.
Yeah.
Alright, that makes it...
Your turn.
Dandy's turn. No, wait, no, it's my turn.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 13. I got 13.
Right. So now you gotta get out of the grapple.
I want out of this grapple. So I'm gonna take my disadvantage on this. What's that DC at 13? 16. 8. Nope, we're staying there.
Alright, Dandy is going to try to find a weak point and hit it. Sorry, 15.
15 damage?
No, 15 to hit.
Oh, yeah, 15 hits.
9 damage.
Nine
I think
damage.
I rolled the same thing twice for Dandy.
Hey, whatever works.
We'll have to check the recording on that, but I think I rolled the same number to hit and the same damage twice.
Alright, he jams that war pick into that owlbear's knee.
That's all he can do, and that's all he will do.
Alright.
My turn. I'm gonna reckless attack again.
Alright. Yeah,
it was
definitely good that you call for the reckless attack.
I'm gonna
take that one.
I think it's plus 7, so. Oh no, it's 22.
22 to hit, yeah.
And that's just 8 damage.
Alright, with a solid swing, you just cleave off his head while the constrictor snake's been pushing it up slightly.
Oof.
And it's right off. You see the blood just pours out.
Does
all the pressure.
Does it shower?
Yeah.
Shadowcast.
As always. He just somehow like shouts up and goes right on him and rains down on him. He's just sitting there as it rains blood on him. Just once again like normal.
Gross.
Falls over.
Alright.
I thought that foe would be tougher.
Yeah. I pull my snake in and return to a quarterstaff.
Alright.
How do you fare, Dandy?
Dandy's fine! He's Dandy!
Oh, God. Kill me.
I didn't even make this character. This isn't even my
I think
character.
I like him.
I didn't make this.
He's starting to like
you
him.
You guys split 350 XP.
Oh, neat. Three.
Dandy needed.
You two.
So 150 for both of us?
Sounds good.
No, you guys get...
350
both. 350 both. I split it already for you.
Jeez.
Sorry.
We should be up to 675.
Sorry. 675.
So sorry.
Is correct.
So close. Just gotta get to 900.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Well, with Dandy leading once again, walking backwards, looking at you, smiling, air quote that, the entire time, you continue on your travels.
Dandy, why are you walking backwards?
This is the way I have to walk! Didn't you notice?
No. You walked forward the way up.
Well, I walk perfectly fine this way. You finish, or you just keep on making your way to the day, nothing else quite happens. Dandy eventually stops. We should make camp. You look tired.
Yes.
Make camp. Now.
Do you have a function to make camp?
I can collect stuff for camp. I just need a task.
Collect... What? Wood.
Wood, yeah.
Leaves.
Sounds good. And he walks backwards looking at you guys into the woods.
I hope he doesn't die.
His eyes flashing red in the distance.
While he's out there, you guys set up the rest of your little camp. Do either of you have a tent? Green tents?
I think I bought
it. Maybe we should bed roll it up. I mean, which is a comp, that's fine too. We can bend rule stuff. You don't have to have a tent. I'm just asking.
I did not buy a tent.
So we're just rolling this?
I sleep on the ground.
Alright, bed rolling it up.
With nature.
Alright, Dandy ends up walking back to Oba Firewood as the sun goes down for the day and everything for you. He gets that gets all the firewood packed up for you and then just kind of sits down. It looks like he's sleeping, but he's not. He's just sitting there.
Yeah.
You should get some sleep, Dandy.
Dandy doesn't sleep. I recharge naturally. I'll be alert while you rest. Don't fear.
I'm always afraid.
Dandy will be watching you sleep.
Should I take a watch too, or
no? Go to sleep. I'm gonna worship my totem.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I would join you.
Sure.
All right.
Kneel next to you.
You both kneel down next to you.
I have my own totem.
Yeah.
Totems that you both have individually. I'm gonna look at them for a little while.
Yep.
Yep. Good totems.
Totems.
Good. Totems. Some cool music. Why'd you stop? Huh?
Are you still listening?
Oh, it's because it updated itself.
I do asleep.
Alright, yep. Going to long rest. Your character's up. Nothing's going to happen in the night.
Okay.
You're sleeping peacefully. Nothing's going on too much. It's time for travel again. Wake up.
I wake up.
All right, Dandy's kind of standing above you. Good morning.
That's too close, Dandy.
He backs up a little bit. Everything went fine through the night. Wood is prepared on the side. He turns and walks normally now, back towards the where he's going.
Oh, good. All right. I start a morning fire and make some food.
All right. Do you just hop into the woods and look for some foraging?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you find some mushrooms.
Take a couple rabbits and lick their skin off.
Yeah, yeah, a couple rabbits, squirrel that you found, yeah. Get some nice food going.
Mm-hmm. I bring it back and cook it. Make two meals for us.
He's giving us the timeout reference. So I'm going to take leak in.
I made these rabbits for us.
Oh, delicious.
Eat up. We have a long journey ahead.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Alright, so you prepare yourself for your second day worth of travel on the road. And you just hop on and on there.
Hopping on.
The
trail.
You pass for a little while without seeing anyone. This, like I said, there's not going to be many people traveling this trail. It's a very dangerous trail. You knew that going on to here. That's why you were tasked off to go find this place.
Mm-hmm.
You do find the body of a dead human on the road, though. Dan kind of stops and sees it out in the
Is he, like, obviously dead?
Obviously dead.
Okay.
Like, torn apart and, like, vultures have picked up most of this.
Whoa.
But you definitely see this.
Alright. I approach cautiously.
Okay.
And doing a perception check of my surroundings.
Okay.
Ooh, not bad. 18.
Yeah, you look around and the trees are pretty scarce, so you can see pretty deep into them, but you don't see anyone hiding, you don't see any tracks anywhere
okay.
in the distance. And looking at the body, it's hard to tell even what's happened to it, because it's been picked by the wildlife so much at this point that it's just basically...
Alright, well I'm going to try and ascertain that a little bit, even if it's hard. I'm going to look... Do a survival check on it and see how he died.
Okay.
15?
So far from what you see, you just see a lot of damage in the ribcage area. So, probably something happened there, but...
Something big. Much bigger than it.
Yeah, but like I said, a lot of it's been eaten away, so you can't tell what's the damage from it being picked clean and what damage is from that actually killed it.
Okay.
Something big did this.
And it wasn't the owlbear.
Maybe not.
No.
It's too far away, out of its hunting grounds.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to track this, or just keep moving?
We should just be cautious. We should keep moving to where we're going, but...
Keep an eye out?
Keep an eye out.
I should heal up, actually.
Oh, you should have long rested.
Huh?
You long rested.
Oh, okay.
Because, your troubles aren't too bad. You have a day and a night encounter to deal with.
Yeah, I press on, but I press on cautiously, half speed, looking for, any signs of activity from any monsters.
Okay. Dandy doesn't notice anything, neither do you.
on your travels for a while, and he does kind of the same thing once you get to a little bit later in the day of being like, all right, time to stop. You look tired.
Okay.
So he starts doing the same for you, setting up camp like normal.
Should we set up camp here, or should we keep going through the night?
What's the sun?
It's getting like low. That like he's almost like perfectly timing it where you have a good like 30 minutes before or like half an hour before.
Let's sit down.
Okay. We're camping again. You should get the wood again.
Of course. Danny loves to serve.
Scout for food and we'll set up camp when we're back.
All right. He gets that all set up for you and everything, and you guys get all your food going. He gets the fire going. Same, he just sits there watching you sleep, making sure you're all safe and everything. You guys pray to your totem, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing you a
yep.
good thing and everything.
Yep.
Everything context. Seems fine for most of it, till you hear some howls that wake you up. That seem pretty close.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I get up.
Sound like wolves?
Yeah.
I get up, hear the wolves,
mm-hmm.
and I go to Dandy.
Right.
And so I ask Dandy, Danny, are those wolves?
They might be. What are wolves?
Wolves are a four-legged canine.
We don't have time for this.
Okay.
Got my battle axe ready, and I'm waiting for them to come to me. Stay by the fire. In fact, I'm going to put it on the largest wood... the largest piece of wood that we have onto the fire to make it brighter. And just waiting for them.
Alright.
I don't think we have dark vision, do we?
We should, as Dragonborn.
I don't think we do. We have breath weapon, we don't have dark vision.
I could turn into a cat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they have dark vision either.
What? Well, that's true. I could turn into a bat.
Sonar?
There's just normal brush.
Maybe put a ring where our light is.
Sure.
How far we can see.
What is it? You guys have 30
feet? We don't have dark vision, so whatever standard vision is at night.
Okay.
Because it's probably 15. Bright light, 15 feet, dim light out to 30.
Mm-hmm. To be able to see clearly 15 feet. Roughly currently, so you can see through.
Okay.
And all this is like loose brush, so there's enough trees and stuff around you that easily things could hide in your area.
Okay.
Is Dandy sensing anything?
No.
Okay.
Keep your eyes peeled. They can come from any direction.
Okay.
I'm going to do a perception check to look for wolves. Ooh.
22. You see three wolves staring right at you.
These three wolves?
Sure. Maybe those three. So that you can see their eyes clearly.
Mm-hmm. I try to make myself look like menacing and like with like bare teeth, and I'm like growling at them.
All right. All animalistic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Oh, something. Don't know that. You gotta hear the growls back a little bit.
Beat my chest a little bit and like. Get my axe out and like get ready for battle.
All right.
And I'm like just waiting for them to move in on me, and I'm gonna set an action so like if they come within 5 feet of me, I'm swinging at them.
All right, yeah. You're all ready for them and everything, just prepared to attack them and everything. When you feel something biting from behind you, as 19 plus. Four, so we'll hit you. So it deals 5 damage. Okay. Bite to the back of your leg, you feel it. Like a large, like, you get the same on you. With 5 damage as well.
Okay.
And then roll initiative. Make sure you roll dandies too.
Ah, damn it. I got a 6 for me.
I got a 9.
And a 8 for Dandy.
9 initiative.
Same as last time, just different numbers.
Okay.
Oh, there's a tie for initiative.
So this is going to suck for everybody.
Okay, I'll have Dandy.
But who goes first?
You do.
Okay.
You got a 9 in size.
I'm going to do Thunder Wave. It's a 15-foot cube for myself.
All right.
So is it going to be able to hit them?
You want to run up to them first?
Huh?
You want to run up to them first?
Is it going to hit them too from where I'm at?
No, it's not 15 feet out.
So if I were right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's 15 behind you.
Yep.
15.
You're going to have to make a saving throw, Russ.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a constitution saving throw. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm
roll dandies as well.
My spell DC is 12.
16 for Dandy, 21 for Miss Vesto.
Perfect. 2 of the wolf pass, the rest don't.
Okay. Do these guys get hit too?
Yeah, they all got hit.
Okay.
What? 2 passed.
So
2 take half damage, right?
3. Because there's one right here, and then 2 here. So
there's 5 wolves.
That's how many I'm seeing. So, 2, 3, right?
That hit him? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, 2d8 thunder.
You're hitting everybody, just the ones that pass do half damage.
Yeah.
And they don't get pushed back.
Yeah. So, hold on. 8, and then 10, 11. So, how am I displaying
damage? You just need to tell me how much damage.
Okay, so 11. 9.
Are you rolling multiple times?
Yeah.
It's only once.
Only once?
Yeah, it's just
okay, I'll just use the first one.
Whatever you got, the first roll.
It was 8 and 3, so.
11 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be 11 damage, so everyone takes either 11 or half 11. So.
Okay.
So 5.
So 3 of the wolves, their heads just pop.
Jesus.
From the thunder.
And then I'm not done yet.
That one right here, though, definitely gets on you.
Right now?
The mess from the blood of that wolf.
Oh. So I'm just covered in blood.
Yeah, already.
Not only from earlier, but from now. Okay, so I throw my snake.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the snake?
Oh, right here.
Yep. And I don't know, how far can I throw him?
Like 5 feet.
Okay.
So,
just right by you.
Right. So we're gonna have him bite this wolf right here.
Alright.
So 9.
9 will not get through it.
Is it 9 plus 4?
It's whatever you rolled plus 6.
Oh, 6. Okay, so not 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. 14, 15.
Alright, you'll hit, roll for damage then.
Okay. What's his damage?
It's 2d6 plus 4.
Okay. 3d6. 5, 6,
7, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12. 12.
12 damage?
Yep.
Eats a wolf. Just swallows a whole.
Wow. And that's the end of my turn. I don't have any other actions.
Alright.
So, I'm just
going to save him there.
Makes it Dandy's turn.
As a free action, Mephisto says, Dandy, fight!
Right away!
So simple.
And just... alright. 18 plus enough.
Kill him.
He's a D8. Alright, and that's 7 plus 2? 4? What is it? 2. 9.
9 damage, okay.
I keep rolling 7s on these dice. So he keeps doing 9 damage.
Perfect.
I specifically want Dandy to be, like, right in front of him. Like, blocking everybody.
Okay. All good?
Yep.
All right. Goes over towards you again, David.
Okay.
But can't bite on with the blood of his fallen brethren still covering you. He's a little hesitant to bite into that.
He's confused.
Yep. You're up. You see him in the middle of this cluster of people.
Does this wolf look weak?
Yes, it does now.
I'm gonna put my axe away. I'm gonna pick it up with my hands and just like snap its neck.
All right, roll my d20 there.
Well, can I bonus action rage? I've already rolled it.
If you'd like to, I'll use your bonus action rage.
All right. That's much better. That's cool. 22.
All right, roll a d4. Add your strength mod.
5.
Alright, you pick it up, holding it, and just and then fall to the ground.
I just throw it.
Yeah, right on the ground.
Roll. Alright. How much XP?
125 each.
Okay.
Just takes us right to 800.
Almost there.
I have a feeling we're being rushed.
No, this is natural progression.
Yeah.
It's probably the slowest I've ever leveled up.
Yeah. Oh.
I level up pretty quick usually. I hate the low levels. Yeah. I make you suffer through them, but I'm like, no, we're suffering through them in this one. Alright, it's getting, it's still pretty late. You just go back to sleep.
Yeah, we go back to sleep, definitely.
Get that, finish up that long rest. Dandy wakes you up again like normal. Nothing strange there.
Sure.
So it's morning time, we rest up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got so many characters in here I still want to play. Like Weston Thornhold, my 80-year-old wizard.
Like, I got so fucking many in here.
Okay.
Where is he?
Same morning routine, grab some. Do some hunting, forage for food, make some whatever. This one's vegetarian. I couldn't find any animals.
All right. So you move on with your travels for day 3 and everything. It seems pretty calm. This for the first time, you're able to just make it through. No issues on the road. Dandy just keeps marching. It's pretty boring now at this point. The trees have kind of faded off. It's a lot more plains. You're able to see kind of into the open a little more here.
My character sings on the road.
All right, you just
like a song
just
to travel.
Keep yourself busy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy seems to be leading you off this the normal trail now and going off a little more into these plains towards where your location is supposed to be and everything. Until he decides that it's time to stop. Well, you look up and you see the sun's coming close to getting down. As usual, he's perfectly on time.
While we traveled throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
could I have been picking up like little trinkets and like strange rocks and like stuff I found interesting all day? And like
yeah,
the end of the day, I put it all together as like a little shrine to Jarkex.
Yeah, mainly it was just a lot of little shiny rocks every now and then you found that are just a little more smooth than other ones. You found raven bones, but that's about it.
Yeah.
From the little trip.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't too much.
I try to arrange it all into like this little like shrine. All
right. Yeah, you
and
can
I,
make a little,
like,
little
yeah,
shrine for it.
I pray, and then I like,
right.
do my night routine.
Yeah.
I pray to my totem, and I go to... And I wake up.
And you wake up?
Yeah, sorry.
Cool.
I almost got that backwards.
Eventless day.
Yep. And we start the day and continue down the road and follow Dandy. All
right. Dandy just keeps on leading you through and just... gets you on through. The next 4 days of travel are basically the same for you. The same setup, nothing going on in these plains. It seems after you left that trail, a lot of it's kind of calmed down. Not many people out here, you don't spot anything. He gets you, make sure to collect whatever kindling he can find, but the fires have definitely gotten a lot smaller because there's not much wood for you to use and everything. Eventually, he lets you know that you're getting close to your location. And you can tell by the rugged hills now appearing from the northeast side of the Sword Mountains, which are visible from about 20 miles out from Wyvern Tor. He kind of stops and points out, "We're close! There's the mountains!" Wyvern Tor's not too far away.
Well,
Danny, do you know anything about the area?
I know that's mountains, and it's hard to find anything in them.
It's not that far away.
What about predators?
Other than the orcs you let me know about, not much.
I think he's just as ignorant as we are. He only knows where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you think we should proceed?
I think we should proceed with caution. Just let Dandy go first. We're kind of the more important than...
We're more important than Dandy. Don't tell him I said that, though. I won't. Promise. What's a promise?
Anyway, so we continue. Does Dandy need anything? Dandy, do you need anything?
Dandy needs nothing except your approval.
You've had it at the start.
Dandy is happy. Dandy, he's Dandy.
You've been doing not the worst.
Thanks. I think I'm pretty Dandy.
That's enough of that.
Quiet.
Where
you.
Are we going? As you notice, you look up and see that he doesn't. There's just a lot of rock paths and everything that lead in different directions into these mountains, and he's not quite sure where he's supposed to be taking you. Because well, this is as far as he's gotten.
Headed to Wyvern Tor.
This is as close as we can get. I don't know location we're looking for from here.
How many days of travel has it been?
Seven.
Okay.
So you're in like the area where Wyvern Tor is. You just don't know where the exact, because it is an orc camp.
Okay, Dandy. There are going to be orcs in these mountains. Do you know what an orc is?
I think so.
They're hostile.
All right.
If you see an orc, kill it.
I've got that.
Good. If... Well, only if we start fighting it.
All right.
I see.
Yep. Okay, so... Yeah, so we're in orc country. Are we seeing any remnants of any war parties?
No, not that you noticed or anything.
Not yet, okay. So, do we see... Can I do a perception check for smoke?
Go and do a perception check for smoke.
Okay. 8. Well, sorry, 10.
10?
Yeah.
So, you don't see any smoke anywhere that you're looking.
Okay.
Can I do a check for tracks?
Yeah,
see if there's any tracks that I see. For orcs or beasts or anything like that.
Survival
14.
Level. With your survival?
Yep. Okay. I rolled a 10.
You don't see any tracks, but however, you do smell something in the air. You start sniffing a little bit, and the faint smell of smoke hangs in the air as you ascend this like rugged ridge on the lower slopes of the hill.
I smell smoke. It might be close.
You kind of follow for a while, and then from about 50 yards away, you see an opening of a cave mouth from the bottom of a ravine. Hunkered down by a boulder about 20 yards outside the cave is a single... Alright, they can't see you. You've climbed up this like rugged hillside lift following that scent of smoke and looked over and saw like the opening of the cave and saw the guy hiding over there.
How far away does he look?
He's 50 feet away. Well, he's... he's 20 yards outside the cave keeping watch.
I can throw the javelin of lightning 120 feet.
Oh. Way to start.
Yeah.
I could have my snake sneak up.
Yeah.
Be sneaky snaky.
Constrict him.
Yeah. Be a sneaky jakey.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So I throw my snake and say, "Snake, do your thing." Snake? Snake? And it shows up. how far can my snake be until it starts to lose me?
With the top out, it's probably 60 feet like normal.
Okay.
And you're 50 feet.
Okay.
I'm putting this all over here.
And what's the landscape look like?
It's rugged and like a lot of rocks and stuff.
Okay.
Mountainous.
Not. It would be easy to spot a snake if he got caught.
Yeah. Once you go over this little hill that you guys climbed up, he would basically see.
So he's above us.
No, but you guys are above him still. Oh, okay. So you're basically overlooking this. Just goes. It's a straight slope down, real quick. Slopes down.
So we could climb down the slope.
Yeah, leads to the more flat
area. Rocky area.
Yeah, and this is kind of caved in by the mountainside. And kind
of it's like a gravel prairie.
Like a lot of rocks. So he's hiding by a large boulder already.
Okay.
Throw a few more rocks out there, actually.
Boulder might be able to block the line of sight.
Yeah, so the line of sight.
But he's hungered by it. He's definitely, you know, he's watching guard. Okay. That's his job.
So this is a boulder?
Yeah.
Okay. What are those?
Little rocks.
Oh, other rocks.
Yeah, because that's a 10 by 10 foot rock. These are 5 foot rocks. And that's a littler one.
A tiny one.
Didn't even know I had that, but we're using it.
Okay, so I'm going to move my snakety snake and throw sneak.
You can throw a regular javelin at him.
Huh?
You can throw a regular javelin at him.
I don't have any javelins.
I do.
Oh. I don't think you have line of sight on him. To throw a javelin.
Do we not? We can't see him?
He's just got half cover. He's keeping an eye on everything, watching to make sure no one comes here.
It'd be a hard shot, but I could try to make it.
I think we should just go with the snake for now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to roll for sneaky.
I keyed a javelin out, though, just in case the snake gets caught.
What's his proficiency in sneak?
It's not very proficient.
Sneak. In fact, I'll set up an action.
Okay.
So if the snake gets discovered by this orc, I want to throw my javelin at him quickly so that I can maybe try to prevent him from alerting others.
What I think we could do is I could use the snake to distract him. And you could throw the javelin at him. A snake! Didn't see it coming.
We've yet to use our breath weapons.
Our what?
Our breath weapons.
Oh yeah, like my acid.
Plus two.
Oh, okay. So, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Just stealth. With him naturally watching. What's that over there?
Alright, go throw.
So my snake will be right here.
Did you...
Half cover is just AC boost,
plus,
right?
Yeah. I get a plus two.
Yeah, well, I only rolled a 9.
Ooh, a 9. That's not going to hit him. It's going to bounce off the rock there. And go and roll initiative real quick, right into that.
Oh, gosh.
Just so I'll give you guys a chance at least.
13. Oh, wait, sorry. 11. I can hear, like, every little thing.
Oh. What'd you get?
Danny got 14.
Danny got a 14.
And I got a 10.
You got a 10. David, what'd you get?
A little higher.
I got 11.
His initiative is worse than mine, but he keeps rolling just a little higher.
All right, you hear him. I must warn the others.
Can I take an opportunity?
Guys, there's people here.
You can throw another javelin.
You hear him yell right inside the cave.
I can't until initiative count 10.
And then it's Dandy's turn.
Oh.
Dandy. Has no means of ranged attack and has only ever been told to fight. These are orcs. He's rushing in.
Okay.
So, does he just slide down this? The 5
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, it's just 5 feet.
Okay, 10, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, he'll just go there. He's running in.
Right?
He's
that means
really
your turn.
Okay.
Maybe.
So So I am going to order the snake. He's still here, right?
Yeah, you can still see him. It's okay. Just the entrance to the cave.
Okay, snakey snake, do your thing. And he slithers his snakey snake self.
30.
Here.
You went too far.
Right here.
Can you move 40?
Right here?
Yeah, that's 30.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 feet.
And then...
might be able to go faster going...
Oh, yeah. We'll go back and... Right here? That's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Remy moves in the F5. You guys are moving in the square. You have to back up a little bit. 10. 15.
20.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
25.
It works.
Yeah. Alright, he's going to do a grapple attack.
Okay.
And try and cover his mouth specifically.
I mean, it's a little late, but okay.
At least choke.
Is it a little late?
He definitely yelled in there already.
Oh, okay. That's right.
They definitely know you're here.
Okay.
You just don't know what's about to pop out of that.
So I'm going to grapple him and pull him around the ledge.
Okay. I mean, you can just grapple him. It'll just restrain him. He won't be able to do anything else.
Okay. Because
his grapples, the snake's just going to constrict around him. They can't, like, actually move. Like, when you grapple, you can grab and fucking throw people.
Oh,
the snake's
okay.
Just wrapping around him so they get restrained instead of grappled.
Can I use his tail to, like, grab his leg and pull him around? Or?
You can either bite him or constrict him with the snake.
Okay, constrict him then.
Alright.
I guess no, I should bite him. Because if I constrict him, I could lose my snake.
You bite him, you can lose your snake.
Yeah. I'll.
I mean, in the worst case, just tell your snake to transform back and then don't let it come back out for a while.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. I'm going to constrict him.
Alright.
13 plus 6, you said?
Yep.
Okay, so.
And it's 2d8 plus 4.
Yeah. It hit, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it hit.
Okay. 5, 7. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12.
That's what you rolled?
Yeah.
Plus the 4?
Plus 4?
Yep.
Oh. What did I say it was? 12?
12, so 16?
Yeah.
Alright, so it just wraps around and squeezes the life out of him as he falls dead.
Okay. And then I use my bonus action to pull the snake back.
Alright, it just changes to a staff right there then.
Yeah. All I heard was a.
Alright. Perfect.
Yep. Hey, Russ.
Russ, it's your turn.
When you speak right here, actually. It's so
no,
clear.
He went already.
Yeah. What could come out of the cave? No one knows.
I'm taking cover.
Alright. You're just gonna duck down. You're gonna hide?
Yes.
Alright, go and give me that stealth check.
I'm taking cover.
Not bad. 19.
Alright, perfect. You're pretty stealthy with that boulder. You've like hugged into it and like laying on it.
I'm like caressing the one.
Ready to blend into it.
One with the
just
boulder.
Try it.
I don't want you to try
it.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't
want to
do it.
I'm going to peer pressure you, just like how you peer pressure me to smoke weed.
outside the cave, you see... No, I don't need... You do. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. He's too big. He's the wrong size. Side. You have an idea. No, I don't. Final answer. So, this is our main guy. This guy walks out. He seems to be kind of more in charge and everything, carrying his little axes on him.
He's a zombie.
He is a zombie, on purpose. Behind him, 6 other orcs run out. I'm using a goblin for one of them. 6. And right beside him, an ogre that you hear him call Gog walks out beside him. What's up? Yeah, well, I know what the T means.
Stop! I'm trying to be sneaky. So don't have to edit all this out.
Oh no, orcs.
Oh no! Whatever will we do, Mephisto?
You act like they won't kill you. You know they will kill you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
There you go. You're not going to go, we're higher level than they are. They're not going to stop us. Guys, they got an ogre.
This is bad.
Named Gog.
Keep going. What? You guys waiting on something?
I don't know whose turn is it.
Is it my turn?
Which one do you use first?
You. You're 18.
Oh.
No, that's a new one.
No, no.
They don't know you're there yet.
New initiative?
Yeah, why not?
God fucking damn it. I got a 7. Dandy got a 19.
7,
19. I got a
1. Nice.
And then... Oh, I haven't rolled initiative yet.
I got a new one, though.
Hey,
yeah.
19.
Nice.
Well,
you're
wait.
With Dandy.
17.
You're not.
You have a minus 2? Oh my god, you have a minus 2. That's right.
Hey, shut up.
Do you want to roll Shepherd initiative for Gog?
I guess I should. So those are for the orcs. Gog's got a 1 as well. And the boss got a 16.
Alright.
Dandy's still first. They see Dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly see Dandy. You're hidden. And you never left the ledge.
Nope.
So currently you just have Dandy out there.
All alone.
You control him while hiding.
Okay. Can I see Dandy's character? No, his character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to know his capabilities. Okay. Okay, that's not bad. Okay, cool. Oh, he has a shield. Okay. Okay. 100% honest. I like that. Anyway, so we'll,
that's just for your watch.
What's TN for alignment? What's that?
True neutral. Right in the middle.
Got it. Okay. So we're gonna have Dandy come around here so he doesn't get, immediately sacked.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right there. And then there's two orcs right here, just regular orcs, not ogres or anything.
No, ogre's a big guy. Okay. And then the zombie is the one that looks like he's in charge.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll have Dandy kind of come around and hit this guy. Because I move from here, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Should cut that corner, but that was fine. Yeah.
No,
remember that he's a protection fighter,
yeah.
So he can impose disadvantage on people when he's next to allies.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the situation for that at the moment.
Are you sure?
What, did you want me to move him back over to you?
You take it.
Okay. Well, what do you want? You're still here.
He's stealth, so it's you yelling the commands to him.
Okay. Attack that orc. It's right next to him.
Alright, go roll for him then.
Mm-hmm.
It's your d8 plus 2.
9. What, does he have any proficiency? Or?
Strong
enough. Oh, duh.
I'm like, I don't know, that's why I gave this one to you guys.
Plus 2. I guess plus 4. Because it says plus 4 under the war pick. So, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So, 13?
13 to hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
And he can only attack once on his turn, but he can action charge once a day.
For healing?
Action charge is a new action.
On
the
same
turn.
Okay. So, 1d8 plus 2. 9.
9 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you roll a 7?
Yeah.
I've only been rolling 7s for Dandy. So he's been doing 9 damage.
That's awesome.
It's just Dandy.
Okay, so then I think I'll use his action surge.
Okay, to go for another attack on this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so roll for it again.
Mm-hmm.
10. Nothing to happen. 11, 12, 14.
14? Yes.
Okay.
13, yes. So you're going to hit before.
5.
5 damage?
Yeah.
Dandy shoves his war pick right to that orc's skull. Dandy's completed his task. Dandy is accomplished. Will you replace that orc with one of the that one goblin I have?
Is it right here?
Yeah. No, no, just literally get rid of the goblin. Ditch the goblin. Yeah. Okay, just put the orc there instead.
Change the sprite.
Yeah. Since we now have the sprite for it.
Yeah.
I just have the sprite available. Still downloading that information. Dandy didn't have a visual of it.
Oh.
Who's up next?
Okay.
It's still your turn, isn't it?
It's Dandy's turn.
You're still after that.
I don't think Dandy has any turns.
Options
after
are
he moved already and he attacked twice.
Yeah.
Options are action surge or in turn.
He already action surge.
Yeah, in turn.
No gesture there.
No, I already used it.
He used it for the extra attack.
Oh, then your options are nothing.
Yep. So now it's my turn. Kind of sucks.
Oh, big spell money. Big spell money.
Alright. Can I charm ogres or no?
Always try. Anything's charmable. This is D&D. Have you seen me play a bard? Anything's charmable.
I have charm person.
Except for things that are immune to charm.
Yeah, you just get disadvantage, I think.
Okay. Let me look.
Wait, the ogre? Is it person or is it monster?
It's a humanoid. Yeah.
Oh no, they're monsters. Ogre.
You just have to charm a
monster.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you'd have to have charm monster for the ogre.
Okay.
Orcs, they're humanoids.
Okay.
Technically, he's a giant.
Hmm.
Well, that's what it says. Which makes sense. He's a small giant.
Yeah, but giants, I feel like giants are monsters.
I don't know, because they're smarter than people. Oh, monster is a weird term.
Giant is like pretty much on par with a dragon.
Okay. I'm going to use Frostbite on the ogre. I can do it from the top of the ledge. 60
okay.
feet. So.
Okay.
It's a... con save from you.
Is Frostbiter con
save? On the ogre.
Where?
Our podcast is going to get sued for changing this song.
What?
I said our podcast is going to get screwed or sued for using this song.
It'll just get claimed.
I got a 15.
15? Okay, nope.
No,
it's. I guess it would be 1d6 still, so.
Is it a cantrip or a spell?
Cantrip.
So I won't take
any
damage.
Sweet. Not much I could do.
Wait, your cone of cold. Are you casting cone of cold or are you using a breath weapon?
No, he used.
It's frostbite.
Frostbite.
Oh.
Yeah, I could use my acid as a
action.
Bonus action. Yeah.
We figured out
whole action.
Let's see. It's not a bonus action.
No.
Okay, so I'm pretty much done. I can move,
right,
I guess.
He hasn't given away his position because he can shoot attack.
Yeah.
He's still hidden.
Yeah. So.
Right.
I'll come down behind this rock. I'll still be hidden, right?
If you stealth check it, yeah.
Fuck it. Why not?
Right, give me a stealth check.
18.
Alright, yeah, you slid down pretty stealthily. Kind of like how Frodo and Samwise Gamgee are sliding on that rock thing and he just covers them real quick with the cloak.
Right.
You basically just use your own cloak and just went, whoop. Ah, they're on the Warforge, actually. They're kind of curious what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Because it just ran over and killed Nord. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Haven't seen shit like that before. It's like the whole booby situation all over again. I'm not sure what the fuck they're seeing right now.
Hey guys, so we lost the end of our audio during a file transfer, and so I'm going to give you a brief summary of what happened afterwards. We battled 6 orcs and their leader, Gog the Ogre. We defeated the ogre and scared away some of the other orcs, and then long rested afterwards.